Radio News. I'm Violet Ikonomova. A defense official says a raid in Syria that ended with the key Islamic State commander dead didn't go quite as planned. The official says U.S. commandos had intended to capture oil fields commander Abu Sayyaf and get information from him. Former Deputy CIA Director Michael Morell, though, says the raid should still provide the U.S. with some valuable intelligence.
Those computers, that information we got, it's going to help us understand the organization better, unravel it.
Morell speaking there on Fox News Sunday.
It would have been great to have kept him alive and questioned him, but his wife worked very closely with him, so she's going to be able to tell us a lot.
A defense official says U.S. Special Operations Forces missed their target when they were met with stiff resistance from Islamic State fighters. Amtrak says it's making some changes in the wake of Tuesday's deadly derailment. Here's AP correspondent Shirley Smith.
Amtrak says it's going to expand its use of an automatic train control system on Philadelphia's northbound rails. It notifies an engineer when a train is above the speed limit and automatically applies the brakes if the engineer doesn't slow it down. The system's already in use for southbound trains approaching the curve where Tuesday's derailment occurred. The Federal Railroad Administration also has ordered Amtrak to analyze curves to assess the risks between Washington and Boston and to increase the amount and frequency of signage that alerts engineers and conductors of speed limits. I'm Shirley Smith.
A powerful storm system stretching from Texas to Minnesota is bringing heavy rains with the possibility of flash floods and more severe weather in the area. The National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center says flash floods could happen in parts of the country that have already seen damaging tornadoes and strong winds this weekend. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis has canonized two nuns from what was 19th century Palestine in hopes of encouraging Middle Eastern Christians facing persecution by Islamic extremists. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports the church is worried about Christians leaving the area.
This is a major concern for the church because this is the land of Christ's birth, and they feel that the Middle East cannot exist without a Christian presence there.
The nuns are the first people from the Holy Land to be named saints since the early years of Christianity. Egyptian security officials say a pair of people have been hurt in courthouse bombings in two Egyptian cities, attacks that could be retaliation for the death sentence given to ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The bombings come after three judges were gunned down in the Sinai Peninsula yesterday, shortly after a Cairo court sentenced Morsi to death. He'll be executed for his role in a mass prison break carried out during the uprising against former President Hosni Mubarak. I'm Violet Ikonomova, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.